From the Banks to Avon, welcome. Welcome to Black Sheep Rebranded with your host, Rick Sherwood. Here, Rick shares his insights on life, living, and how to keep things in balance. His insights come from his years as a psychotherapist and his many, many life experiences. If you want to find us, you can find us on Facebook, The Black Sheep Rebranded. You can email Rebecca at rstherapygroup.com or Rick at rstherapygroup.com. And now, here's Rick.
Well, good Easter Monday. What are you thinking this morning, Rebecca?
Can't believe it's Easter Monday already, which is also April Fool's.
April 1st. April Fool's, folks. It's kind of an odd thing that I'm going to be talking about today on this day of April Fool's. I don't even know where, maybe Rebecca can take a couple minutes and look up, where did April Fool's actually come from? But while she's doing that, and she can come back, she can let us know what she finds. What I want to talk about is first of all, my apologies for Friday. We did record the podcast on Friday morning and had these grandiose plans for the day. Which would have included getting everything up and posted. However, due to a number of things not going quite the way that I thought they were going to go, obviously it was posted on Saturday. And again, my sincerest apologies. But I'm gonna say right up front here, as much as we try and we do have that schedule that we want to keep. This is, number one, a very low budget operation. And so, you know, we are doing what we can. We do have a lot of things going on right now, trying to reposition ourselves in a different way in the world, which I've mentioned before about trying to get this place on the market, to sell it, to change some properties around and to do the stuff that we need to do. And all doing, again, all that on a tight budget, sometimes things go a little bit sideways. So my apologies, but regardless, hopefully you guys enjoyed Friday's podcast. And I know that it turned into to quite the conversation sitting at my aunt and uncle's dining room table late Friday evening. And I take my hat off to Willie going through his chemotherapy that he is, you know, ongoingly, doing. And, he's doing that, to give himself every day that he can on this planet, hanging out, chatting with everybody. And what I want to do is I want to talk today about, you know, this idea of where do we come from? And I don't mean it biologically. I mean it more of a psychologically, more of a where do we come from? And so when we were sitting there Friday evening, we were talking about people. And ironically, there was quite the spread of food out on the table, and it was quite lovely. And there was some cream cheese sitting at the end of the table, and it had a knife sticking out of it. It wasn't a butter knife. It was a serrated knife. And we were talking about people. And, you know, I want to say that, you know, the idea of this was truly just a spontaneous idea. But we were talking about people and I said, no, not interested in hanging out with that person or that person. For various reasons. And then it just kind of popped into my head that they are no different than that serrated knife sitting there, sticking out of that cream cheese. It wasn't going to harm anybody. It truly wasn't. It had a serrated edge on one side. The back of the knife was dull. It was sticking out of the cream cheese. It was there. It had a utilitarian purpose. I think it was way overkill for trying to get cream cheese. We could have did with a butter knife or something else. But the fact is it was this knife that you'd normally be out there carving your steak with that was in with the cream cheese. And quite frankly, I looked at it and I went, that is much like people. There are times that there's a little bit of overkill. There's times that it's appropriate. And more importantly, it's also nice to recognize that sometimes when it's over there at the end of the table, you don't have to worry about whether it's going to catch or whether it's overkill for the cream cheese or not. You can just leave it right there and just let that mojo go. And that is people. People have that ability to be very sharp, be a serrated edge, and to cut deeply and quickly. And people also have that dull back of the knife that, in the right circumstances, they're quite fine. But most importantly, if you just leave them where they are, sticking out of the cream cheese, well, you don't have to do anything with them. You can just let them be where they are. And again, this is April Fool's, and I'm not fooling about that, but it looks like Rebecca has come up with a little bit of a, where does the history of April Fools come from?
Okay, folks. So there's no definite answer for this one, but it's believed.
Is that according to Google?
That's according to Wikipedia.
Wikipedia?
Yes.
What do you mean, Wikipedia?
No, Wikipedia.
Oh, Wikipedia. Okay.
Yes, yeah, so right. My R's and my W's sometimes get confused.
Yes, I know.
Okay, so the use of January 1st as New Year's Day became common in France only in the mid-16th century. And that date is not adopted officially until 1564. So it's believed that that people would make fun of France for not having New Year's Day.
Really?
Yes. But there's also some people that think that it's because the celebrations of Christmas and New Year's and all those different religious things ended on April 1st. They all seem to come together on April 1st and ended on April 1st.
And so are we fools for celebrating or fools for other people celebrating?
It's up to you.
Oh, my word. It's amazing, folks, where all of these ideas, and this is where I was pretty sure, but I wanted Rebecca to just dug it up just to double check. But I was pretty sure that the whole idea of where some of these traditions come from are so old, hundreds of years. Some of our traditions are thousands of years old, and we don't even really think about it. We don't go, I wonder how that fits today. How has that evolved today? And so I want to use this as an opportunity for, in my life, I've had this really cool opportunity to trek all over North America, which gave me opportunities to sit down with people, including my grandma, and have conversations that otherwise I would have never, ever had the opportunity to have. I remember one time being in Miami, in Dade County, and my grandma was home, and I popped by to see her, and I parked the truck and the trailer right outside her house. And I went in, and I had this absolutely the most amazing afternoon that I've ever had with her. She's been gone now for 25 years almost. But I had this most amazing day with her. It was an afternoon filled with her and me and nobody else, and just pure spontaneous conversation about history, about where she came from, about stories that my dad had told me growing up in Kirkland Lake, and things that had happened. And again, it was that spontaneousness. My Uncle Ralph, who again, he's been gone since he passed away just before 9/11. And I was actually traveling home from California on 9/11. I crossed the Detroit-Windsor Bridge as the planes were hitting the towers. But again, I got to spend some incredible time with this man who had fought in the Pacific. And And in doing so, I got this beautiful, relaxed, just popping in, saying, hey, and being the curious me to throw out conversation, to ask questions, to invite the conversation, and to just soak up the story, which so often we just don't do. And so, you know, it's been beautiful over the last couple months. I've been able to spend a lot of time soaking up stories from my Aunt Ruthanne and Uncle Willie. And when I've been able to do that, again, it's just this beautiful moment of being able to just hear their voices. And hear their voices clearly as an adult, as a person who's lived, as a person who's screwed up, as a person who's done all kinds of things. But to hear their voices, what they have done, what they have learned, what they know, what they want to know. But to hear their voices, to hear their footsteps. You know, and it's, again, it's just been this beautiful time of doing that. And so, although this is April Fool's, I really highly encourage people to get out there and do that. Take time to actually hear the voices of those who have gone before us and listen to the stories. Listen to the things that they have to say. You know, I was struck the other day. I was watching a television show. They're hunting for some lost U-boats of the Second World War, where they're presuming that gold and other high value items were stowed away on these boats to get Nazi leaders out of Europe and get them off to South America at the end of the war. And it's ironic because this old guy in the Dominican, they showed a video of this this young guy talking to him and translating for him. And this old guy was old enough to have been alive back during the ending period of the Second World War. And he remembered U-boats being in the Dominican. He remembered a wharf being there. He remembered, you know, the captain of the U-boat coming into town. He remembered these things. And quite frankly, if you go back and you watch that video, you'd go, how can that toothless wonder? Because he really had no teeth. He just really skinny, you know, impoverished looking old man. But he remembered. And he had these stories. And he had these stories of where he came from. And he had these stories of his childhood and these U-boats being there. And so lo and behold, they went out and they dove where this guy said, yeah, there was a wharf there. And yeah, there was this. And sure enough, they have found evidence of German military plates, German bottle of wine, German revolver. So they found evidence based on listening to the voices of that older man. And the guy is in his 90s, he's pushing 100. And they sat there and they listened to those voices and they listened to where those voices came from. And in doing so and asking the questions, and it's not just listening, but it's about asking questions. And it was beautiful again on Friday, on Good Friday, sitting around that dining room table as we laughed and told stories. And when we talked about people and we talked about history and we were talking about the voices of these people and we were talking about how captivating some people, you know, like they can just capture a room with their smile. And we were talking about other things that were going on. But what was the most beautiful thing was, again, we were there with just our voices. We were there with nothing more than our stories. And, you know, I hear these things, and I see these things on Facebook where, you know, go back and spend that time connecting with people. Go back and spend that time. And so again, this may be April Fool's, but this is not an April Fool's podcast. What this is again, me just sitting here going, you know, how beautiful it is when we take the time. And so often, because of what other people say, and I mean this truly, what other people say, we stop taking the time. Take the time. Get to actually know the people. Actually hear their voice of their journey from where you are today. But again, it's no April Fool's, folks. I think the April Fool's is the number of people who won't do this. The number of people who will have something negative that they want to say or something that they want to share. That, I think, will be the April Fool's. It won't be the people who actually take the time to go, you know what? I want to feel love. I want to feel connection. I want to feel this hope, this prosperity. I want to feel these things, right? That will be the magic moment. That will be the moment when we get out there and we connect with people and we find out. Because again, Friday was filled with, first time, dealing with Kelly from Cross Current Divers in London. And again, an amazing experience. And the day was topped off with an amazing experience that again, none of these things were supposed to last or go as long as they did, which then continuously threw our schedule for getting the podcast out. But we did end up showing up. The podcast did go out on Saturday. And we may have been late, but our voice is there. And it was heard. And so even if it's a bit late, folks, take the time. Take the time to learn. Who are the people living around you? I remember back years ago living in Shakespeare, and I had a neighbor. And my neighbor was this interesting character. And I said to him, I said, what did you used to do? He said, I was a fireman. And I said, what do you mean by you were a fireman? And he said, well, I was a fireman on steam locomotives. And I'm like, And again, absolutely fascinating, fascinating day for him to sit there and to tell me, you know, about his stories of being one of the last firemen who shoveled coal and managed the fire, and they were called firemen. And that was his job, was to manage the fire to ensure it didn't get too hot, to ensure it was just right for that steam locomotive to run. And you know what, Willie? We sat there, and we don't know how many more breaths you have in you. But we sat around that table and we listened. And when we listened, it was a cappella. It was just you. And you know what? From the bottom of my heart, regardless of the circumstances that brought all of this together, I thank you. I thank my Aunt Ruth Ann. I thank all the people who've come before me for sharing their stories with me. Because quite frankly, folks, their stories are often what I'm sharing on here. And so we're going to lead out with Leanne Rimes and Amazing Grace a cappella. If you have never listened to this whole song, I highly encourage you, because I want you to listen to this song and remember this is a voice, nothing else. And your voice is just as important. And your voice is just as powerful. So.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a
And folks, just as Leanne Rimes just said, she was lost, but now she can see. I've spent a lot of time telling stories about older folks growing up at the park. Even listening to my dad, listening to the stories that he told, listening to all kinds of older people. Take the time to do so. What a voice, eh? Hey folks, again, Rick Sherwood here from Black Sheep Rebranded, the podcast where everyone is welcome, and the podcast for everyone out there to be able to be challenged, to think about things in a different way, to approach the life and to ask some questions. And as we said on this podcast, please never underestimate the power of your voice or the power of some of the voices that came before you. Ask some questions. It's amazing the things that they'll teach you. If you spend the time to actually listen and take the time to understand that your voice, your footsteps, they are being heard, they are being seen, no matter who you are. So please, don't be afraid. Let your voice be out there. Be a cappella. You don't need anything to go along with it. Again, not a substitute for mental health. But you know what? Hopefully, this inspires you to think about life a little bit differently. So again, for Sherry, Rebecca, myself, for all the cats that wander in and out of the studio while we're doing this, for all of the beautiful people around us that make this possible, and just as importantly, for all of the people who truly go out of their way to share their voices, share their stories, that have inspired me over my 57 years for me to be alive, to be doing the things that I'm doing. Thank you. Because you know what? Without those stories, without that life, without that inspiration, I wouldn't be who I am. And so, Willie, we don't know how many more breaths you have, but don't think for one second we aren't listening. And to everyone else, hey, we're listening. Y'all take care.